Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:44. In the countdown to Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia, we decided to reach out to someone who's been covering his papacy very closely for insights. Sylvia Pagioli is senior European correspondent for NPR's international desk. When she spoke with me from Rome last week, I asked how this populist pontiff might convey his ideas to his somewhat unruly American flock for maximum effect.
You know, he's not going to be addressing just government leaders when he speaks to Congress or when he speaks at the UN. He's really very concerned about what he calls the marginalized throughout the world, the peripheries. The concept of the poor is really the focus point of this papacy. You'll hear words like throwaway people. You know, it'll be very challenging for Francis to address a society of individuals such as those in America. I think, though, he's very well aware of the strong religious feelings present in American society, much more so than in Europe, which is more and more secular. And he's really a quick study, so I think his natural popular touch will probably be very effective in the United States.
And he'll be speaking in his native language, Spanish.
That will be interesting because, you know, he comes as the first Latin American pope. And we understand that only 4 of his, I believe, 18 speeches will be in English. That will be a speech at Congress and at the White House. And then 2 lesser speeches to the UN staff and 2 benefactors in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia's Catholic community has suffered a lot through the sexual abuse scandal in the city's Roman Catholic Archdiocese. Churches in our region have closed, some have merged, in part due to a shift in the Catholic population. What must this pope do to help reinvigorate the church here?
You know, not just in Philadelphia. That's certainly his issue. Reinvigorating, reforming, some people say revolutionizing the church. In terms of specifically the issue of clerical sex abuse, he was slow to move on that at first, but then he created an advisory commission specifically on this issue, and it includes many women and 2 sex abuse survivors who have been very vocal in getting their priorities across. His main goals are to push the Catholic Church out of the sacristy and into the streets. He's very opposed to clericalism, the clergy closing onto itself, what he calls spiritual worldliness, priests putting themselves at the center. He has described the church as a field hospital that's out to cure the poor and the marginalized. You know, he wants very much to decentralize the church and give more power to local bishops. That certainly would reinvigorate local churches. But it's going to take time, and there's a lot of resistance to these ideas of his, both within the Vatican and among a lot of bishops worldwide. So the Francis reform has started, but it has a way to go.
We have a very conservative archbishop in Philadelphia, Archbishop Charles Chaput, and he's expected to host the pope when he visits. What do you know about their relationship?
Yes, you're right. They're not exactly on the same wavelength on, let's say, what they're called the culture wars of many American bishops. Francis has certainly been more into mercy, tolerance, and inclusive church. We'll see in Philadelphia, because that's going to be one of the places where he will address bishops, also in Washington. But his idea of religious liberty has a lot more to do with persecution of Christians in parts of the world, the Middle East and Africa, not so much the issues of what are called religious freedom by the concerns of American bishops. So we'll have to see how the Pope will finesse these differences.
Well, Sylvia, I think some of the excitement surrounding the papal visit is linked to Pope Francis's tone. Can you help us understand this connection that he's making with people?
Well, his language is very straightforward. He has an uncanny instinct on how to describe things. And, you know, one of his greatest achievements is engaging people from other religions and even non-believers. He's simple. He has this humble style. He lives in a Vatican residence with others. You know, he gave up the sumptuous papal apartments. He uses a Ford Focus instead of a limousine. He has scruffy shoes. His vestments are frayed. And, you know, for many Catholics who had felt estranged from the church, his focus on mercy, tolerance, inclusiveness, rather than the judgmental sort of attitude that had prevailed in recent decades, well, that's been very attractive to a lot of people.
No, I don't hear people talk about the word Jesuit very often when they talk about Pope Francis, and he is a Jesuit.
That's true, and I think he's an unusual Jesuit. He had his troubles in Argentina as a young man. He rose to a certain position of power very early within the Jesuits, had to do with divisions within the institution at the time, and he alienated a lot of Jesuits, and at a certain point he was actually sort of punished and sent into exile, metaphorically. He talks about that period as a very important period for him of introspection and understanding of mistakes he'd made and so forth. Another thing is, you know, he has a very simple background. He's well-educated, but he is also the son of immigrants. He has a very populist touch. Contrary to most Jesuits, he, for instance, is very enthusiastic about the popular devotions in Latin America. He's not an elitist, so he's not a typical Jesuit, that's for sure.
Well, Pope Francis offers support for migrants in a country in the midst of a huge debate on that topic. He's expected to speak about immigration and religious liberty at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. How influential might this pope be on this?
Well, that's very hard to say. And it's not just the U.S. which is facing an immigration debate. Just look at Europe today. I'm sure he will point out how the United States, like his native Argentina, is a country that was built by immigrants and by people seeking religious freedom. How effective he will be, we'll have to see what happens.
And from where you are, what are Europeans saying about the Pope's visit to the U.S.?
Well, it hasn't gotten an enormous coverage so far, but it certainly will. And here in the media, the focus is not just that he's going to the U.S. Not only is this pope the first Latin American pope, but he will be entering the U.S. from the south as a representative of the vast continent to the south of the United States. I think this is something that people are focusing on a lot here.
Sylvia Pagioli is senior European correspondent for NPR's International Desk. She speaks with us from Rome. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.